Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
Welcome back to the I Can't Even podcast with Lakota and Cabe.
What's up? What's up?
What up, brother?
Oh, just hanging around, you know, being lazy on a Saturday.
Sundays are my lazy days. Saturdays, I try and knock out everything that I don't want to do for the weekend that has to get done.
I feel that.
Yeah. So the wife and I, I actually couldn't sleep last night. I woke up like 7 times.
No shit. Why?
I have no idea. Fucking sucked. But I was still up at 6:30 like I normally am on the weekends.
Dude, I woke up at 8. You're going to appreciate this. I woke up at 8:30 this morning.
Shut the fuck up.
It was a cold day in hell, dude. It was a cold day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you normally don't wake up. Although, was it yesterday when I was texting you and you're still fucking up from the night before? Yeah.
Dude, that was totally unintentional. I was literally planning on going to bed at like 1:30 and then Sex was like, dude, like, we gotta redo this. And I was like, okay. Like, and I just was hoping for like to lay down a guitar track for him. And then like that be it. But no, like we went until six, like almost 6:30 in the morning, like recording a song. But it was worth it.
It was definitely 6:40 when you FaceTimed me while I was taking a shit. Because it was 4:40 my time.
That was funny.
For people that don't know,
my wife's asleep. I was like, shit, dude, my bad.
Yeah. I was wide awake. Because I'm up at 3:40. So by 4:40, like I've had a cup and a half of coffee. Like, I've had breakfast. I'm showered. Yeah. I'm up. Yeah. But my wife doesn't normally wake up until probably like 6:30 or 7, maybe even later. Yeah, dude.
I wish I could get up early. I need to start getting up earlier.
It's nice. I mean, I have to because I have to be at work at 6:30.
Sheesh.
But, dude, this morning, I was all over the fucking place. I woke up at 6:30 and I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling it. And then like kind of laid in bed, just kind of relaxed. And then by, I think 8 o'clock, April was waking up and was like, hey, we need to get shit done. I'm like, it's true. We don't have a washer and dryer. I don't know if I ever told you that. So we go to a laundromat. And
Do you not have like access to one in your apartment complex?
We do, but they're so small and they're like $2.50 or $3 a load or some shit like that.
That's dumb.
There's a laundromat like right down the road for like $18. We can do like everything.
Yeah.
And it's like one fat load. It takes like 34 minutes to get everything done.
That's sick.
So I'm like, fuck it. Like, it's not the best investment.
Not ideal,
I'd rather, but it gets shit done so quick. I mean, I've never gotten all of our laundry done and the ferret's laundry done in 34 minutes.
Yeah.
Ever. Because they're like big ass washers, big ass dryers. It's nice.
Yeah. Hey, is this working? Because it's
What are you trying to do?
It doesn't let me mute now.
Because
I have a feeling they're going to come knock on my door here in a minute and try and get me to come do something.
I can't mute you either, but I'm registering you.
That's what I'm thinking. And the lines are bigger for me this time. Whatever, dude. This website's weird.
Yeah, they're doing like probably some updates. I don't know. Anyways, yesterday you texted me and said that, or maybe it was this morning.
It was today.
It was today. You had a date last night.
Yeah, a hot date, dude.
It was Tell dope. Me about it.
She's one of my friends.
Angle.
Like, I know. She's one of my friends from high school. I've known her for like 4 or 5 years. And we just like went out with some friends and then went to one of our friends' house. And it was honestly like the best first date I've ever had.
Yeah,
it was sick.
That's awesome, dude.
It's pretty easy explanation, but
is she the one?
Hell if I know. Wouldn't that be the $1 million question?
Declare right now, episode 63, Cabe has found the one.
Apparently so, I guess.
There you go. Put you on the spot. Dude, some crazy shit's happened this week.
Dude, I know.
Like the Arecibo satellite or telescope collapsed.
Don't know what that is. I was talking about the decriminalization, but.
Okay, so that happened. I have that on my list to talk about, which is funny. You had it too. So
that's pretty much the only thing I really had other than like just some sad shit that's happened in Murfreesboro, but I don't want to bring it up anymore.
Sad shit. I'm sorry, Dar.
Nah, it's like some people have passed away. Yeah, some people have passed away recently, like because of dumb shit. So
I'm sorry, Doug.
Yeah.
Well, my condolences.
I didn't know.
Well, let's
tell me about this satellite.
Yeah, dude. So, well, it's a telescope. So it's a fucking giant ass 900-ton telescope.
That's a lot of tons.
Yeah, it's called the Arecibo Observatory. It's in Puerto Rico, and it like they decommissioned it a couple weeks ago, and it like collapsed.
What does that even mean? Share. Like literally collapsed.
Dude, like it's, I'll send on the Iconte Even Facebook page and Instagram, I'll put a picture and I'll try and find the video of it collapsing.
That's insane.
Like, dude, it's fucking massive. And it's been around for 57 years and they've used it to discover like exoplanets. And it was used like on and off to try and detect extraterrestrial life. And I don't think they ever found anything, but. Yeah, it's a giant ass telescope, and it's just it. Like, I think it was a couple months ago that a cable came loose, and they like put a stop to its operation. And then 2 weeks ago, they're like, "Look, we've been trying to repair this shit, and there's just no way of doing it." So they decommissioned it, which means it's just like, "Cool, we're just gonna leave it there."
Museum now.
No, meaning you leave it there. It's unsafe for people to be there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So anytime like the military is known for this shit, where they'll decommission a site. All over Alaska, in fact, there's a ton of decommissioned like missile silos or base operations that nothing's going on there. They just fucking left it.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, actually.
I mean, I don't think and any of the silos that they've decommissioned, from my understanding and assumption, they've pulled all those missiles.
They would have to have.
Yeah, there's no way you can just fucking leave those in the silos.
That's not legal.
Yeah. Speaking of legality, though, marijuana.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't really know exactly what it means because it still has to go through like Senate or whatever, but that's pretty crazy. It has to go through
the Senate. So what it means is that it's called the, what is it called? The Moore Act or whatever. They are looking to reschedule marijuana and decriminalize it. But then also,
as they should,
on a federal level. But then also it would expunge anybody's record that has like marijuana charges, marijuana related charges. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So if they're like, there's people still in prison
from probably like the 80s
for a fucking joint.
Yeah.
Right. And that would, they would, their record would be expunged. I'm sure this act also like protects the government too. Like, hey, if we do this on a federal level, just all at once, cities, states, and the federal, you know, taxpayers, really like us, won't have to pay out for damages. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you've been locked up for 10 years because you had like an ounce of weed, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, bitch, pay me. This shit's legal now. So the House passed it pretty much with the majority votes on the Democratic side, a few votes from the Republican side, but the Senate will not pass it.
You don't think?
No. I don't think so. I think they should. I think it'd be a very smart move. And supposedly the intentions are that when it's decriminalized and shops can open up, those funds statewide would go to neighborhoods and areas that were affected by the war on drugs.
That's so amazing.
You know, if we look at those areas, those are primarily impoverished areas that are, drug ridden and crime ridden. So,
easily.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool. Be badass.
Not to mention that it's just a waste of time to have people locked up for weed, time and money, dude. It's ridiculous.
I just don't see. I don't see the Republicans like jumping on this in the Senate. They should. It's a smart business move, but who the fuck knows, dude? Here's a question though. When it is decriminalized, a few years, inevitably it would be fully legalized. How do you think that's going to change the structure of things? Like the stigma, because like the stigma of alcohol.
There's always going to be a stigma. Day. I mean, there's you always going to so? Be. Yeah, I think there will never not be, because there's always going to be traditional people. I think it's going to go away over time. I used to not think weed was like, you were always told, don't smoke weed, like don't do drugs. But like then you realize your friends smoke it and it's like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. Like they're not doing anything crazy. Like some of the most productive people I know are complete potheads, you know?
Yeah.
So I just think there's always going to be some sort of stigma, but I do think it will be less and less and less as time goes on.
I do know some of the least productive people, and they are also potheads.
Yeah, it's true.
So it doesn't really matter what you put in your body. It's what you're motivated by. But I don't know. I think the stigma has kind of like died down. Don't you think? Like,
yeah.
Nobody cares. Like, cool, you smoke weed. Like,
yeah.
Awesome. I mean, I don't.
Well, Nashville, I don't know what the deal is, but as long as it's like, if you get caught with weed in Nashville, like you get, it's basically just a slap on the wrist. Like you can pay the cop then and there or something. From what I've heard, I'm not 100% sure if that's true or not, but like,
is it decriminalized there?
I think, I don't, honestly, I'd have to look it up and I don't know all the legality terms of it, but from what I understand, it's like, if you get caught with like less than a specific amount of weed, like the cop just takes it and you can pay the ticket and like that's it.
Like, I really don't know how to spell Tennessee. Oh my God, I spelled Tennessee correct. Hell fuck yeah. Look at me. I'm smart. Not at all. Let's see. Adult use recreational weed is illegal. CBD products containing less than 0.9% THC are legal for the treatment of intractable seizures. So, yeah, it's illegal in Tennessee.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Then I don't know what it was. I'd have to find it. It was kind of confusing anyways, but
they probably just don't care. I mean, the thing is
it's a waste funding, of time.
It's a waste of funding.
Yeah.
To drive around and specifically waste resources on finding marijuana grow houses, people on the streets selling pot.
Yeah.
Like there's no point, right? Yeah,
I agree.
Like it's marijuana. It's the least harmful drug you could take.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be
Benadryl.
I think it's going to be, well, Benadryl will fuck you up, dog.
I know.
God actually, damn.
Yeah.
That shit will fuck you up. First time I ever took a Benadryl, I slept for like 18 hours.
Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm. It was nuts. I couldn't wake up.
I had to take some this week. Dude, I didn't
wake up to go pee. But jeez. Anyways, yeah.
Dude, on Monday night, it was my buddy's birthday. Uh-huh. And of course we were all drinking, having fun, whatever. Like there were not many people here. It was like maybe 8 of us. And I was just like, my friend brought me Taco Bell. So I ate the Taco Bell at like 10:15, and then around 11:30, I went to the bathroom to go pee. And you know that feeling like right before you're going to throw up. And it wasn't because I was drunk, because I was not. I had like four or five beers at this point.
Like when you start salivating.
Your mouth starts to water and you're like, oh shit. And you start trying to breathe so that it doesn't come, whatever, yada, yada. I go into the toilet because I'm about to throw up and I yak, whatever, it's cool. Like get up, eyes are puffy, just like it always is whenever you throw up. Go to my room and my buddy comes in my room and he's like, dude, what the hell is on your face? And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, it looks like you have hickeys all over your face. And I was like, what? And it literally looked like it was just a huge rash. It was like all on my forehead and up under my eyes. And it didn't fully go away until like Wednesday night. It was really weird. So I had to take Benadryl for it.
Did you drink something weird or?
Mm-mm. I had Yingling, which is not a normal beer of mine, but I drink Yingling probably like once a month.
Like, it's a heavy like wheat beer.
I don't know what it is. It was bizarre though, dude. It kind of freaked me out, honestly. But I think it was just the Taco Bell.
I remember, oh man, Taco Bell sounds fucking good right now. Damn it.
I could not. I'm not, dude. I'm not eating Taco Bell anymore.
I love Taco Bell. I just love their like Chipotle mayo, whatever they like, whatever's in that. It's probably crack cocaine. Anyways, going back to like the marijuana thing. I'm sorry yeah, that happened to you, dog.
No, dude, it was weird. It was just bizarre.
Yeah. Dude, I think it's going to be interesting because like I'm union. So even if I wanted to smoke pot, I couldn't. Because, you know, I work in construction.
Yeah.
And so they want to make sure that, like, you're being safe and all that. But they allow drinking, right? And drinking can be super, like, debilitating.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, you can drink the night before and drink a lot and still be a little bit intoxicated the night or the day after.
Yeah.
And, like, you can easily still work, right? Not function well. Some people, I guess, could. But it would be interesting to see how like things like unions or like law enforcement and everything, like, you know, those guys can all legally drink. What's going to happen when marijuana is federally legal and they can all legally smoke?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be fascinating.
Definitely.
It may take a decade or two, but I think that will be something that like could be super beneficial, especially if like, you know, law enforcement or maybe military personnel could get their hands on like a low THC, high CBD strain that can help with like anxiety or PTSD or what have you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think will happen?
With your union? Or just like in general?
No, not with my union. I mean, I honestly, I could care less. I don't give a shit. I mean, yeah. if I really just like did not give a fuck about my career, I could just go down the street. There's literally like two dispensaries a block away from me.
Yeah.
But I don't care to smoke. That's like way in my past. I don't give a fuck.
I don't either. I mean, I think
I'd rather drink, baby.
I would too.
Hey, what'd you think of that Rolling Rock?
It was good. I liked it a lot, actually. Yeah, I tried Rolling Rock this week. It's pretty good. It's also cheap, so
super cheap. 30-pack for $15.99.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Fuck yeah, that's my kind of beer.
And it's
right
actually
there.
Good beer, but I don't see why it won't be legal in the next 10 or 15 years. Like, it would be weird. Honestly, it would just be weird to me for it not to be.
It'll be legal in the next 5 years.
You think?
Is what I'm guessing. Oh yeah. If they, especially if they decriminalize it this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look how fast it went as soon as other states started decriminalizing it.
Yeah. Dude, what about Oregon? That shit's weird.
I like that Oregon did that.
Why?
So for the listeners that don't know, Oregon decriminalized all drugs.
Like everything.
Everything.
Up to a certain point.
Nope.
What?
Everything.
I thought it was like up to a certain amount.
Everything.
Oh my God.
So the catch is, so the there's still penalties, mm-hmm. right? So if you're pulled over, let's say you're pulled over and you have a crack pipe and you have some crack, right? Before this, the decriminalization, they would arrest you, you know, book you, and then you would have trial and you'd probably have some jail time.
Yeah.
Now what they do is if you're caught with a crack pipe and crack, they will, I think they still arrest you, but they give you two options. They give you, you can either pay $100 fine or you can agree to go to some form of rehabilitation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's super important. I think that's actually better because especially if you're doing like hard drugs like heroin or meth or crack or cocaine or whatever on a reg where it's like it's fucking up your life.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can do like heroin casually. Like, yeah, you know, I do heroin like, you know, every few
once
months.
A month.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. But, you know, if you're caught with something serious like that, This is why the war on drugs never made sense to me, where it's like, okay, we're just going to put you in jail. It's like, that's not a big enough consequence. Like, these drugs are obviously so great, right, when you take them, that people like literally suck dick who aren't gay to get them.
Yeah.
Right. It destroys their families because of the fucking dopamine that they receive from that. So I don't know. I don't know why other states haven't done it sooner. They really should have. But I'm glad that Oregon's going that route.
Yeah.
So what are you sending me? Are you sending me anything?
Yeah. I didn't. They just keep on texting me. I have to put a bunch of periods
on it. You have to run a house
cleaning. Yeah, because I got house manager and they're like bitching at me about it.
What time do you have to do that?
We could probably do like 10 more minutes. I didn't mean to make it cut short. It's because I fell asleep early, but we can also do it later.
You apologize to the listeners.
I'm sorry, listeners. This is my bad.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's my bad.
It's fine, but, dude. Yeah, we can actually do, we'll do, we'll continue this conversation tomorrow.
We can do that. You can like pause it and keep going.
No, I'll do like two separate episodes.
And just splice them?
Nope, two separate episodes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Literally, this will be episode 63 and tomorrow we'll do episode 64. I mean, fuck, dude, we have to, you know, we left people hanging for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Why not?
Well, in closing statements, dude, I'm thinking about getting a professionally done intro and outro. And then when we start doing video, like a professional, like imagery.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. So
what do you want for the sound? I know we've talked about that and I said that I would try and do it and I could not do it because I don't know how to make like beats like that, but I have a few things to do.
No, there's I'm going to go on Fiverr, pay someone to do it. Who's been, okay. There's one dude that I have in mind. He's been in radio for 30 years and he's been doing, I think it's called imaging.
Uh-huh.
He's been doing that for 20 years.
Interesting.
So, and his samples sound good. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Sorry. I know he's exhausted. I'm fucking tired. If people can't tell. And it's only like 1 o'clock here. Maybe two. Never mind. It's 3:30.
Yeah, I'm exhausted too. I was up late. But
I wasn't. I was.
Why were you so tired?
I did not sleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up so. And I didn't sleep the night before either. I probably got like maybe 4 solid hours of sleep.
Ugh, dude, I can't stand that.
And then worked all day. And so yesterday, holy shit. Yesterday, last night I was probably asleep by like 8 o'clock.
I got you.
To be honest.
I went to bed like 4 and woke up at 8.
That's ridiculous.
And I felt fine. Like I went to go do that shit with my mom, like went shopping, whatever. Got back here at like 2:30 and I just like fell asleep. And I was like, damn it.
Fuck that, dude.
I know.
I couldn't do that anymore. And then, when I was your age, I could.
I'm glad you called me. Actually, it wasn't even you. It was my mom. I think you did call me, though. But I my did. Mom called me and it woke me up. I didn't wake up to yours for some reason. But my mom called me and woke me. Because I would have easily slept until like 8 o'clock if I didn't wake up. And that would have ruined my night.
So it would have ruined my day. I would have cried. It would have ruined the listeners' day, too.
Yeah.
We got it. But we got to record.
I know.
We got to give the people what they want.
I know, it's all need
the, it. They keep tweeting about it.
They need the dude. They're mean on Twitter, bro. They're getting ruthless about it for real.
So yeah, I think here in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna hit up a dude on Fiverr and get something going. Because it's December 23rd will be the year anniversary of the show.
Yeah,
officially. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it then.
Yeah, I think it's about time we start that episode off, and we're recording and publishing that day, or record a couple days before, and there'll be an episode that day.
That's cool. I have a good guest for that episode too. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, definitely should. All right, man. Well, this is a nice quick episode.
Quickly, we'll get you tomorrow.
Let's do a long one tomorrow.
All right, that's cool.
Fuck yeah, dude. We'll try and have a guest on. We'll see. All right, dog.
See y'all.
Love you, bro.
Love you too.
All right. Peace, guys. Hey, guys. That's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining Cabe and I today. I hope you all enjoyed. And if you did, then be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts and or share this episode with your friends and family. It will really help us grow in the charts. And if you are a super fan and you have some extra change laying around, then click on the support link below in the description box and you can donate to this podcast. Go ahead and help Cabe and I turn this little podcast into a full-time career. We would also love to hear from you all. Give us feedback on what you want us to talk about and how we can improve the show. We will be back with a new episode tomorrow to finish part 2 of this episode 63. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.